Hello again, this is Mike Carver with Wingman Associates. And we're in the third part of a three-part series here on work-life balance. So today we're going to be talking about balance. And I wanted to start today with a little bit of a story. It's not like a happy story, it's more like a realistic story. I've had three people in my life who worked super hard and all the way to the very end, and they were retiring. And at their retirement, lots of people got together and it was a great send-off. And in all three cases, within 2 or 3 months, each had passed away. And you might go, what a terrible story to start with, Mike. The reality of that is, this episode on work-life balance, talking about the balance portion, does not preclude the fact that we don't get to choose when it's our time. And therefore, do you believe that you had a great work-life balance all the way through? One of those people was my father-in-law. And because I watched a lot of his career, I know that he had a wonderful life. I know that he spent a lot of time with his family. And that's probably the same for most of the folks. But the point I'm making here is that we don't get to choose the time. And so if you don't control your work-life balance, if you don't take it under your own advisement and you're in control of it, you don't know what will happen and when that will happen, right? When your number comes up. And so you don't get to have a second chance at this. So the reality of this story is simply choose to be in front of it. Because if you don't, somebody else will. The definition of balance in general, the right proportions, the right weighting of all the things that are going on in your life. And so if things are in balance, then no matter what happens at the end, you'll be able to look back and say, I enjoyed the ride, right? I enjoyed the journey all the way through. And that's part of what work-life balance is supposed to be. If it's out of whack, you know when it's out of whack. You know that there are certain things that are not going well for you, whether it's too much work or not enough work. On either side of the equation, you'll know when things are out of whack in a work-life balance. The question is, what are you willing to do to change the status quo? There are certainly things that come up from time to time that will say, this is a busy season. This is just a time in my life when things are a little bit out of whack, but it's not the norm. But if you know 5, 10, 15 years in, this is who you are, that you're always about work, that it's weekends, it's vacations, I can never put it away, then what are you willing to do if that's not matching up with your core values, with what you want out of life? What are you willing to do to change it? Or are you just going to allow that to continue to happen to you? So there's lots of resources out there. A tremendous amount has been written on this subject, even more so since the pandemic, like we talked about in the first two episodes. I thought I would take a chance to just review some of the materials out there on sort of life hacks, life tips. What are the things that you might want to take into consideration when you're talking about having to change some work-life balance issues? Things that might not be where you want them to be today. So the first one really is, do you know when to say no? Can you say no? Right? There is a number of things that happen in your life. And if you're a pleaser, a person who likes to say yes a lot, where's the time for you? If you're always saying yes and you're never saying no, something's going to be out of whack at some point in time. There will be an imbalance in your life. So that's the first thing to think about. Here's another one. Do you take breaks? Do you disconnect from work altogether? Do you have a hard stop? Do you have boundaries? You know, I was always jealous of my pilot friends. They seemed to be able to shut it down completely. I never had that kind of a job. There were people responsibilities and running a business and clients and all kinds of things going on, along with four kids running around the house. But I felt like my pilot friends, when they were off work, they didn't think about it again until they climbed back into the cockpit. I was always a little jealous of that, being able to manage their time. They had hard boundaries. Can you establish some hard boundaries when it comes to setting up your own work-life balance? Are you trying to move forward to goals and objectives that maybe are going against your core values? That's going to cause an out-of-balance situation as well. What is the most important thing that you want at the end of the day? This position, this power, this much money, all those things are good and right. But are you having to bend your own personal rules a bit just to make that happen? Are you now letting somebody else be in control of your time and your balance that's in your life because of the goals that you have set aside for yourself? These are going to change for everybody. No two people are going to have exactly the same work-life balance situations or goals or accountability people in their life. The point of this is if you look at it and you go backwards and say, I am going to learn to put boundaries in, manage my time better, say no when it's appropriate, and really feed when am I most productive, those things will help keep you in good stead. They will help keep your life in balance. And why is that important? Because study after study shows the results of having a better work-life balance, less stress, better health mentally and physically. You're more engaged at work, at home, your relationships improve over time. Actually, success tends to follow people with great work-life balance. And if you're able to keep things in line and manage your time better, and you've got less stress, then the rewards of all that follow along. So that just tends to make sense when you think about it. At the end of the day, you are not happy up and down emotion, but you're more creative, you're able to think clearer, and you are more content, more fulfilled. So at the end of the day, why does all this make a difference? Why is this important? If you're not intentional about managing your work-life balance, somebody else will manage it for you. So it's the intentionality of looking at this closely, of walking through what I do for work. Am I wired a certain way? Do I work to live? Do I live to work? Do I put boundaries out there? Do I try to limit myself? All of these things will be taken from you if you don't take the time to intentionally say, this is the way I want it to be, right? Remember, there's the pain of discipline or there's the pain of regret, right? You either work to live or you live to work. And so you have to figure out, how do I want this to end? If you've begun with the end in mind and you have goals to achieve, then you will do certain things in certain ways so that your work and your life is in a balance, good weighting, good proportions of everything. That's why it matters. That's why it's important. Don't give that to somebody else. Hey, we've enjoyed this series. This has been fun for us to do on work-life balance. We'd love to hear back from you. Please like, comment, and subscribe. And we look forward to talking to you again on another episode of Stop Winging It.